Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, the weekly spin-off podcast where Dad and I take a break from the absolute horror that we normally deal with and talk about nonsense. Dad, welcome to the show. How are you feeling today?
In a word, marvellous. Bloody great. Like, really good. I feel wonderful.
Well, I've actually got a bit of a story for you now from a very odd wing of the internet. It's technically news, but one of the listeners let me know about it, so I thought I'd read you this story and see what you thought, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yep, love it.
Here we go. The 16 statues a group of thieves made off with last week in India ended up being less of a haul and more of a curse, according to the alleged criminals. The AFP reports the idols had been carried off from a centuries-old Hindu temple in Uttar Pradesh that honoured Lord Balaji, an incarnation of the god Vishnu. On Monday night, reportedly within 6 days of the theft, all but two had been returned, dropped off near the home of the temple's chief priest, along with an explanatory note, which said, "We have not been able to sleep, eat, and live peacefully. We are fed up with the scary dreams and are returning your valuables." Police Inspector Rajiv Singh added that the note requested forgiveness. The Times of India reports the idols were variously made of silver, brass, and copper. There's no word on the identity of the thieves or the whereabouts of the as-yet-unreturned statues. So, Dad, at any point, have you ever encountered anything like this in your time working on the police force?
Very good question, Paul. But it brings up that whole subject of stolen relics. And just recently, there's been a massive sort of situation in Myanmar and also Cambodia, where some of their greatest, you know, carving statues of their deities are in the possession of the British Museum.
Yes, of course.
And people are starting to really question, you know, is it fair? Because they're obviously looted. That's a fact. Because a few years ago, Paul, I love the statues from Cambodia.
Right.
And if the listeners would like to at this juncture, maybe wait till the conclusion of this podcast, Google Cambodian hard stone statues from, say, the 8th, 9th centuries. You will see something that is quite beautiful, but also unique. A few years ago, Paul, I was offered a stolen statue from Cambodia.
Right.
From someone inside Cambodia. And I just couldn't do it. The thought of having things stolen and looted from other countries is just not good. But we actually, it's really spooky, Paul, that you mentioned this. It's so weird because I'm about to tell you and listen to something that I have not told you. But you know that I collect Buddhas?
Yes, you do. Yes.
And we've just acquired this Buddha. And Christine woke up during the night last week and said that the Buddha was glowing and everything was pitch black. There was a golden aura at the back of the Buddha. And if anyone else said that to me, I would be skeptical to say the least. However, when Christine speaks, everyone listens. And she was being very factual. And I thought that was quite bizarre and surreal. So, and there have been very famous cases, Paul, going back to the famous Tutankhamun's cave, where over many, many years, weird things happened. And we've had situations where the Swedish guy that took indigenous skeletons back to Sweden, I mean, if you follow what happened to members of the family, the most extraordinary things, and you know, they were recently returned. So I don't put it past anything in terms of the probability that some really bizarre stuff happens. And I've had quite a few encounters in dealing with antiques over the last 40 years, almost incredibly supernatural and bizarre things that you are quite unexplainable. Is it unexplainable or inexplainable?
Inexplicable, potentially.
Inexplicable, I love it.
There's probably a few valid ones. But hang on, let's not bury the lead here. Mum said one of the Buddhas was glowing.
Yep.
Do you believe that? You have to, I guess.
100%. Well, it was nighttime.
Yep.
There was no exterior lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And we've since relocated the Buddha.
Is it reflective?
No. There was nothing to... It's a bronze Buddha. I can send you a photograph. And she said it was glowing.
I want to believe. Of course I want to believe
this. You don't want to believe, Paul. I know you don't.
No. Here's the thing. I actually do. It would make the world much bigger as opposed to much smaller, you know?
Mm. I have had some... What about that incredible experience in Thailand where Christine just vanished? She was actually there.
Yeah.
And that was in front of three Buddhas, okay?
I went to that temple. And
we
I
did.
Actually,
we all went. Yeah,
I believe that. Okay, so let's say all this stuff's true.
Mm.
Let's say all of these thieves stole these, statues and whatnot, and were plagued by dreams, and as a result couldn't cope and returned the statues.
Mm.
Why doesn't that happen more often? Why doesn't that happen to the people who stole the Elgin marbles? You know,
but maybe things did happen, Paul. And I mean, do you believe in karma? Do you believe if you do something really, really bad? I just look. You don't know. It's bizarre.
In my experience, only good people feel bad about what they've done.
Well, that's a good point. I was confronted talking about finding things. You know that I go to Manly pretty well most days to do my soft sand run.
Oh yes.
And I was having a shower. And it was freezing, and it's a public change room. It's got, you know, it's got pegs, it's got four showers, it's got a urinal, it's like a trough, and it's got three or four actual toilets with doors. And two mornings ago, I came out of the shower, and there was a crisp $20 note in front of the shower. There was no one else around. And I looked at it, and I was pretty excited. And then I had to go through a whole process of what to do. And there's really lots of things you can do, and I had to process everything fairly quickly. So the first thing I did was I left it on the floor, and it was basically where everyone could see it, but there was no one in there.
Yep.
And I went over to my towel and I started to dry myself, getting ready, and I looked back and it was still.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
So, sorry, hang on, just a quick bookmark. Is this haunted money or is this just about karma and about doing the right thing?
Well, it's about doing the right thing.
Okay, damn, because I was hoping for a haunted 20.
That'd be weird if it sort of flew away and that would be odd, but I definitely wouldn't put that down to karma.
Okay.
The thing, Paul, is that I picked it up and I couldn't at that stage put it in my pocket. So I put it down on the bench because you're thinking, is the person that lost the 20 going to come back and get it? But I sort of hid it slightly so that if someone did come back in, they might go, and I think they're looking for something. I could then say, oh, you've lost something, have you? And if they said, yes, I lost a $20 note, then obviously I'd give it to them. Isn't it weird how all these things were going through my head? And it was such a difficult thing for me eventually to pocket the $20. Paul, I had to. I couldn't take it to the police station for lots of reasons. I mean, because you can't identify the 20, can you?
No.
And then I was contemplating, should I buy my mate?
They can't, you know, swab it for DNA or anything. It's 20.
Yeah. And I've got this peculiar habit, listeners, which is so offensive, and Christine finds it mildly repulsive.
Oh, fuck. Is this where you clean your teeth?
Yes, I fold a crisp bill.
No, you don't.
I do, and then I I use it to clean my teeth.
Have you considered floss, maybe?
Paul, well, the problem is that I'm fasting, and if I get a piece of masticated food from the night before that pops out and I swallow it, I've broken my fast.
Oh, piss off. Just use floss.
No, that's at night time. But these are the sorts of things in this weird process of coming out of the ocean from, you know, and having had a soft sand run, that what crazy thoughts go through one's mind. I mean, I obviously am not going to leave it on the floor for someone else to come in and pick up, am I? You with me?
Yeah.
And then I went through all these sad sort of stories in my mind about some poor guy. He only had 20. He went to buy his lunch and that had gone and the whole thing. But I waited a long, long time. And I didn't tell my friend about it. I to'd and fro'd for a long time as to whether I should tell him. And then yesterday afternoon, I cobbled a few coins in the ashtray plus the 20 and I bought myself a 6-pack of Asahi.
That's nice.
And I just thought... But
did you peel the labels off the beer bottles and floss each tooth?
Paul,
everyone's got habits. This is unique. Look, here's the thing. Money is so dirty. I mean, money is filthy. And it is a... Dad, apparently... Okay, hang on. I'm going to look up a statistic before we finish the episode. Hang on a sec. Let me check.
I mean, Paul, what would you have done in that? Let's put you into my body yesterday. Tell me, let's unpack what you would do from the beginning. You've come into a public, you know, change room. You have a shower, you see a 20. Take it from there.
Dad, regarding what's on the money and why you shouldn't put it in your mouth. Here we go. Okay, there is a list here from a UK study, right? First of all, more than 2,000 people will handle a $20 bill over 9 years, okay? Mm. So think about all the bacteria and residue that gets left on those bills. But here are the five things.
Please don't say feces.
Yeah, let's start. Mm. Here we go. Cocaine. Traces of cocaine can be found at 80% of dollar bills, which have been, this is in America, which have been laced by rolling up bills. To snort the drug, traces of morphine, heroin, methamphetamine, and amphetamine have also been found on bills, though not as commonly, okay? A 2002 report in the Southern Medical Journal reported that paper money can carry more germs than a household toilet. A whopping 94% of dollar bills tested contained harmful pathogens like Staphylococcus, the bacteria that causes staph infections and that comes from poo. Acne agents are the bacteria that comes from acne, dog spit, and then just food particles. So when you pick up a 20 off the ground and go, okay, and put that in your mouth.
I didn't do that.
But you said you'd...
Well, occasionally, but that's one that I've had for a while.
So, Dad, does it get cleaned osmotically by being around the rest of your money?
One that's, for example, come out of an ATM machine that's immaculate. Right.
It's not okay. You don't put money in your mouth, okay? Everyone's going to... Dad, what's going to happen is the Facebook page is going to light up and everyone's going to go, John, we love you, but that's gross.
Well, look, people do things, you know, in the privacy of their own... Well, weirdly, people do things in motor vehicles where they actually think that no one can actually see them.
Dad, we just passed 6 million downloads. You think this is the privacy of your own home or car?
No, everyone, I appreciate that. No, but... Paul, one of the things about you and the listeners and our group is that I feel very comfortable to discuss relatively personal things.
That is good. At least we
don't sort of self-censor. Mm-hmm. We're very open. We're honest. When I meet fans in the street or, you know, someone pulls up in traffic, which happens regularly in Sydney, and they're sort of tooting, you know... I think they like the fact that we're actually fair dinkum.
Yeah.
There's no bullshit. And I think that's really important, particularly in this day and age where there's so much insincerity, fakeness, bullshit. Insincerity. Did I say insincerity?
You did. Look, you know what? I agree. Listen, everyone, you know, live your true selves. If you want to put money in your mouth, just stick
it in
your
gum. It's not so much, Paul. It has to be a particular type of note.
Lick it clean.
No, it has to be polymer. It has to be polymer. And
can't be paper money is what you're saying.
I mean, what about when you go to a restaurant and you get someone at another table that puts their hand in front of their mouth, okay?
Yeah.
And then they insert, you know it's a toothpick. You hope it is. And then they start picking away like the entrance to a tiny, tiny tin mine. I mean, that's offensive.
Yeah.
Do you agree? And what about people that, what about, I mean, your godfather, Paul, his wife, when we used to go out to restaurants, she would get a knife that was unused sitting in front of all of us at this table, and she would draw the knife blade up to her teeth and rotate or tilt, pivot the knife blade so she was using the blade as a mirror to inspect her teeth.
That's still not as bad as putting money in your mouth.
You make it sound as though I stick 50 cent coins in my mouth. I must admit, I do a very good trick with the 20 cent coin.
You do.
And I actually, God, I actually did have to stick a 20 cent coin in my mouth.
Is this the platypus trick? No, the platypus trick was what...
That's pretty amazing.
Julian would show it to me, and everyone, this is a magic trick that Julian would do for me when I was a kid, back when he was in the police force with you. He would get a 20-cent coin, and he would say, look at the platypus on the coin, and he'd say, and what they do is they're real platypus, and they're put in there magically, and they're actually trapped in the coins, and he would squeeze the coin, and water would drip out of the coin. And what he'd done is gotten a bit of...
Paul, don't spoil it. Whoa. I taught him that trick.
Did you?
You never, ever divulge. And Paul, another thing that I might just share with you and the listeners, I did make a vow to you a few months ago that I am going to hand over all my magic tricks to you.
I can't wait.
And it's not going to happen if you start telling people how you do a magic trick.
Dad, don't worry. I bleeped all that. I literally bleeped it. Okay.
Excellent. So,
Yep. The secret is safe as houses. Anyway, that's all the time we have for this week's episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends. Listen, we really are very, very excited because we have crossed the 6 million download mark. So really, thank you to all of you for making this possible. And listen, here's the deal. All of you go right now. If you haven't already got a copy, please, I think it would be a really great idea to head across to Booktopia online and grab a copy of Electric Blue, because I personally think that everyone who listens to this show should own that book. I think it's a package deal. I think you can't have one without the other. So head along there and grab a copy right now. It makes an amazing gift, and I'm gearing up for a third book. So unless you want to miss out on what's happening in book two, which frankly I think is twice the book one is, then make sure you get along to Booktopia and grab a copy.
While you were saying that, I was tempted to do a book signing at a park in Sydney near where I live. But to do that, and I'm happy to do it, it'd be on a weekend, the people would have to prove that they'd purchased the book more than 7 days from the date of the signing.
Right.
So I don't want people just to come along with their dog-eared books. Dog-eared's cool. That's great shows. We know people have read the book many, many times. But if people would say, John, we're going to get out there, buy a book, and they prove to me that it's a recent purchase, I will do a book signing.
That is crazy.
And I think that's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
And it's good because people will get to meet me. It'll be a one-man show.
Yep.
You'll be in Melbourne, I'll be here, but this will be real. Location to be chosen, my choice. I've already got a place in mind. And we could make a bit of a thing of it. I have not read many books in my life, Paul. I have read these. And might I also say, the Audible version is borderline genius.
Well, you're in it.
Well, yeah.
Spoiler alert, Dad's in the Audible version.
I'm not actually in it as a... I'm in it, so I'm talking. I'm not trapped in it.
You're like a guest. No, you're not ensorcelled and trapped inside a book, which
like
actually...
Like the platypus with the 20-cent coin.
That's... You just spoiled it. I had to bleep that again.
Sorry. Just give me a squeeze.
I'll bleep it. It's bleeped. All right. It's blooped and bleeped. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday for another episode of Loose Units, The Shadow Files. Bye, everyone.
Cheerio. Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.